What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Oasis Wellness Lab, where we promote wellness through creative avenues in style, food, travel, and mindfulness. Today, I want to talk to you about bad habits that affect our lives and why and how we can get rid of them. All right, tribe, what's up? Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode with me today. If I sound a little nasally, it's because I'm getting a real cold. So please bear with me. This will be a pretty short episode, but it has been kicking my butt. So ultimately, I feel pretty good other than this. All right, so I was on Pinterest the other day and I came across this quote that says worst habits people have that affect our lives. And there are seven habits here, and I could tell you I have at some point had trouble with these habits, and I think all of us have at some point. So let's just jump right into it. Number one, dominating the conversation. And so when I think about this, is when we have like a breakdown in communication, whether it be in relationships, professional relationships, friendships, because everyone wants to be heard, but most of us just want to speak. And so I think it's very, very important that sometimes we, all of the time, we listen to understand and not to reply. Because I think if we listen to understand and not to reply, we'll catch some things where we don't have to argue back, you know. And I think also when you listen to understand, you see the person's point of view from a different perspective. And you may even learn about that person. You may, you know, understand why that person feels the way they feel, act the way they act. And so things become a little bit more clear to you, and you become a little bit more understanding. Number two, overthinking. Let me tell you, I am guilty of this. I'm a work in progress on this. But most of the time, it only makes you sadder and it just drags you down. Also, it creates a lot of anxiety. But to overcome this, I feel like if you master the art of acceptance, it'll alleviate overthinking. Because even if you play, let's say you play like this whole scenario in your mind about something, and even if you have this whole scenario in your mind and have all of these questions about what if this happens, what if that happens, I think ultimately when you master the art of acceptance, those things automatically go away. Because then you have this attitude of, it is what it is. Like, if this happens, well, okay, it is what it is. What can I do about it, right? And I think also you will begin to take control of your life and then just try to make the best of the situation. Number three, over attachment with people. I have always seen this with other people. I really don't get attached to people quick, but for some people they do. And so I would say the rule number one, focus on yourself. If you attach yourself to people quickly, you'll be disappointed, because subconsciously you're going to expect them to reciprocate that attachment. And when they don't, you take it personally. And you shouldn't, because for some people they really are busy. Some people don't have those attachment issues. Some people just, you know, they can talk to people, they can have full out connections with people, and then just can just detach that quickly. So don't over attach yourself with people. Number four, procrastination. Not so much an issue that I have, but procrastinating, you'll never do it if you don't do it now. And it's just as simple as that. It's not really much I can say on that. I think you cheat yourself a little bit when you procrastinate, because you're slowing down the progress to get to your goal. Which brings me to number five, which is cheating yourself, because you dare not to face the truth. When I see this, I think about accountability. When you hold yourself accountable, that could be like the greatest friend you have ever, because it promotes growth. And it shows your willingness to put your ego aside for the greater good, for your greater good, and your progress and your growth as a person. So don't cheat yourself. Hold yourself accountable for things, and you will see how it will improve your relationships and friendships with people. Number six, finding excuses for yourself and other people. Now, that can be tied into procrastination, because a lot of people have excuses as to why they can't start now or XYZ. But when I looked at this habit, I also thought about how people put up these facades of, you know, they make excuses for other people as to why they're like this, this, and that. And they try to portray themselves and other people as being like saints. And eventually, you're going to get exposed because you can't keep up with that facade. Like, you can't keep up with it. And ultimately, other people are going to see that, hey, you know, I'm not going to believe the hype with this person. Like, they're just making up excuses to save face or, you know, for whatever reason. All right, so number seven, spending too much time on social media. Let me tell you, I just started doing this little practice where for 2 hours a day, I don't go on social media at all, period. I don't answer any calls or texts either, but I definitely don't go on social media, because what happens is, I think when you consume yourself too much with social media, you begin to compare yourself to other people. And subconsciously, you feel like, huh, why don't I have those things? I work just as hard, or, you know, look at what's happening to her or him. And I think it creates like this false expectation, and almost like this false reality too, that people portray. So yeah, these are just some habits that I came across, some that I have struggled with, but I think that we can all improve our lives if we just kind of get rid of some of these habits. I think we will see a lot of improvement in our lives. And I mean, I think ultimately you just have a peace of mind and you could just move forward in harmony. So yeah, thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Oasis Wellness Lab. And I will talk to you guys next week.